I love it when I get the invitation and when the song leader again leads the perfect song for my topic. Hard not to when we're all talking about the Bible, but it's okay. I actually had a few weeks ago a friend and fellow Christian come to me and ask a question to me that resulted in me asking them about their faith, which apparently has not been that strong. But that's because they forgot that Jesus is the lily of the valley. Their thought was, I'm the only one out there. Everybody's out to get me spiritually. I'm the only one standing for truth. Well, maybe so. Maybe so. In your part of the world, God might have called you to be the one beacon of truth. But in regards to that person's faith, Romans 10:17, found in the middle of a whole other conversation, when I can speak, is a principle that should give us some hope. So then faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. This is where our faith comes from, the Word of Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, beginning, one of my favorite passages says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That would be His Word. Through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises. Where do we find His promises? Again, the Word of God. So that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. Verse 5, very key here. For this very reason, make every effort to supply to your faith. Again, where do we find faith? The Word of Christ. But supplement your faith with virtue. Where do we find virtue? In God's Word. Add to your virtue knowledge. Where can we get the best knowledge on earth? God's Word. And your knowledge, self-control. Now we're starting to build on what we've learned. And with that, steadfastness, endurance, patience. And with steadfastness, godliness. You can't get to godliness unless you know how to be godly. And godliness with brotherly affection. This person had also confessed that it's kind of hard to love others, especially the brethren sometimes, when they're not what they should be. But when you can add to your godliness brotherly affection, then you can add to your brotherly affection love. But here's the kicker. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is nearsighted, is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. I truly believe that the person I spoke with had forgotten that, because they had become so very nearsighted that everything they were feeling, spiritually, emotionally, even physically, in this realm, was it that there was no hope beyond the now. And to me, that's very sad. Romans chapter 11 says, verse 2, God has not rejected His people whom He foreknew. Do you not know what the Scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's response to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not yet bowed the knee to Baal. God knows who were his. God has his, and he wants you to be one of them. But here's the thing, going back to verse 2. Do you not know what the Scripture says of Elijah? That's where you should find your comfort. If you're going through a time, you need to remember what the Scripture says about Elijah. But the question is, do you know what the Scripture says about Elijah? And I say this to myself. I know I'm talking to y'all, but I say this to myself. I need to know a little bit more. I just happened to hear, I was taking care of some of the duties in the back, but thankfully we have PA back there. APA, not PA Foster. But Jonathan asked the question, how would you respond to a question about Jesus? But I had to ask myself this question once upon a time when I thought I was a good Christian. Could I answer a question about Jesus in the first place? Not how would I respond, but could I? The question is, can you? But the only way you can do that is if you have faith. Where does faith come from? From hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. It's a neat little cycle, isn't it? If you've been down, and the reason I chose to give this talk is I don't know that there are any here that aren't Christians, that are of age currently. We have many young ones, but if you have been down, or if you've been caught with one of the devil's darts and you're in your armor that might have even pierced you, we're here for you. We're here to pray for you. This is where you can find, through the Word of God, your consolation, because it's not the end of it. I understand the rest of my road is going to be hard. I think of the Fosters and how far they've come. I can only imagine what they've gone through as children of God. But they know it's not the end. But if we can support you, if we can pray for you, we ask that you come while together we stand and sing.